It's been a minute.
We look good, show? We good?
Yeah, yeah, we good. We good. Like, man, we good, baby.
Look at yourself, man.
You good? How you feeling yourself?
I'm good.
Look at yourself, you know what I mean?
Let me see. You know what? He's taking it serious.
You gotta see what you're looking like. You know what I mean?
I gotta take it serious.
You know, see what's going on with yourself. You know?
Image is everything.
Make sure my legs
are
charged.
Make sure you good, man.
We need that.
Make sure you good.
Image is everything.
That's it.
Feel me? Shout out to Drop Zone.
We good.
We Gucci?
Yeah, man.
All right, you ready?
Let's get it.
Hold on.
Oh, I was about to say, where's the song at, yo?
Hold on, I got us.
Yeah.
Introducing the challenger, 6'0", 190 with a passenger. Thug like Dexter, leave your body for the scavengers. 18 and 0, the last six, duck the calendar. The food chain fucked up, I'm here cause I'm the master. Shit is fucked up, get stuck up. For the change out your pocket, get bumped up in your lunch gut. There's rain for that rocket, get to cover, hope you clutch up. The big Kwanzaa, chef enough God says 12 pre-tick talking. 15 assists from Mel, we shit talking. I spit like a pit with no chain, so keep walking. Flying through the sprint, I'm buried, you keep jogging.
Her Mufasa in the build.
Mufasa in the bell. So welcome to the episode of It's Lit Boston. We are your host, Sam and Show. Joined today, my man from the Drop Zone. I'm gonna need you to introduce yourself to the people, please.
What's up?
Kendall Sanford.
Sanford, remember that.
Sanford. Oh, my nigga went to government.
Sanford, you know.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
It's all we got. It's our name, you know. And co-founder, CEO of Drop Zone Music App. What's going on? It's lit.
Popping, man. It's been a minute, man. What's going on with you, man?
Not much, man. You know, living life.
Bright day out here today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a glorious, it's a glorious Sunday, bro.
Listen, man.
Like, we blessed.
Yeah.
Because you see what our weather was a week ago, bro.
Listen, bro. I was out there at 6 a.m. freezing my ass off, yo. Forgetting that, what is that shit called? The hand warmers? I was like, damn, I got to go to Home Depot, nigga.
My nigga using hand warmers in April.
I was like, yo, this is not what I expected. You feel me?
That's crazy.
Nah, yo. Sad, man. I'm over it. Like,
cold mornings, but nah, it's been nice and sweet, though.
I appreciate it, though, bro. It builds character.
I don't want to go through pain no more, yo. I'm cool, man. Soft life.
Nah.
I'm trying to glisten, you feel me?
Yo, soft life is in, though.
Yeah.
Soft life is in. You just can't say it around a lot of niggas.
Soft life, nigga. That hard enough for you niggas? Pause, yo. Crazy.
How you been, bro?
Been good, man. Working hard.
Yeah, your beard is looking gloomy. You know what I mean? You got oiled it today.
Calm it down.
Flavor saver on point. Okay. You feel me? It ain't Vegas no more.
Nah, it ain't Vegas no more.
When we first met you, you had just got here from Vegas. That was years ago.
Yep.
Right? You're going through the runs.
You didn't have this facial hair either, like this. It wasn't this deep.
Nah.
Just observation.
I'm growing.
You know what I mean?
I'm growing.
Yeah, oh, shit. Okay. Shout out to you. Drop Zone.
How many years ago was that?
Maybe 2020, 2021? 2021.
So 4 years ago. Three years ago.
Yeah.
A lot has changed since then.
A lot has changed since then.
A lot has changed.
Yeah.
You getting kids?
Nah, no.
Shout out to you.
Still safe. My man, yo.
Shout out to you. Hold on.
Don't take too long.
You know what
don't
mean?
Take too long.
You know what
I'm saying?
But take long enough.
Yeah.
Take your time.
We men, so we got time, but I'm going to tell you as an older person, you don't want to be having a kid at my age. Tell you that.
Wait, but you know, how old are you?
I'm 38. You don't want to have kids right now.
You're a little older than me.
Yeah.
I look young, you know, but.
Black don't crack, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
You know,
great jeans.
I think with that, you know, it's just, you know, being cognitive as to what I want to do. And then just, you know.
Not being the right. You want to be in the right space.
Well, I'm not a. Yeah, it's true. But I'm not a great multitasker.
Really?
No. So I would have to, like, for kids, I'm just like, you know what? I want to go out here in the world, do what I got to do. And then when I'm, you know. When I'm
situated
at a point where my mind's not, you know, actively creating new things, then I can settle down.
Sorry, bro. I'm gonna have to say that's a negative on that thought too, because creatively, your brain's never gonna stop.
That's true.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So what I would say is, when it comes to the whole kid thing, it's just gonna have to be the right partner, bro.
That's all that matters. He's right, bro.
Because your partner will know you're a creative person, and there's certain things that you're just not gonna have too much time for. Not to say you're not gonna take care of your kids, but it's just that you need certain spaces, and she's gonna need certain spaces. It's a teamwork situation. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've learned from the show.
You got kids?
No, I mean, if you become adults.
He got two wild ones.
Yo, bro.
Yeah, he got kids.
Is just as bad as kids.
Facts, yo. Nah, 1,000%. I got two cats, bro. I hate them bitches.
I can't imagine how he be trying to sleep. That bitch be meowing.
Yeah, I hate them motherfuckers. They know 6 p.m. They have my ass. Nigga, follow me, nigga.
A cat will come in while you sleeping and put paws.
Yeah, bro.
Literally, nigga.
I'm hungry, nigga. What the fuck, bro? Shit, man.
You got no animals?
Nah, no animals.
No pets?
I treat my ventures like my kids. Like,
yo,
you
what?
Know what I mean? Like, my ventures.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay,
you know,
okay.
Like,
okay.
My ventures, project okay. and stuff. Like, I like
what
my,
you thought he said?
I was like, what?
My ventures.
No. I thought you said, like, your figurines.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Like, the things like that I got going on, I treat them like kids, you know, and in the beginning stages, you got to give them a lot of time and effort.
Yeah.
And then they grow up, you know, and blossom into their own thing.
That's a fact.
So that's how I do it.
So how's Drop Zone for you grown over the past 3 years?
Man, well, everything that we thought we knew, we were wrong.
That's the first sign of having a good business.
I like that. I like that too.
You have to know
that, honesty, but just the honesty he gave there.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't say that shit. That's
nigga, we said it. What you talking about?
We
used to tell niggas we fucked up in the beginning.
Facts.
We were wild messy.
Yeah.
You feel me? Wild messy.
But we were young, though.
But we love it.
Yeah, we were young.
But we admitted it, though.
Yeah. His venture is very different. So he's in a space where he's competing with big boys.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so explain a little further on that.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk about, well, for those that don't know what Drop Zone is, Drop Zone is a music app. We call it the global local music scene.
Okay.
And pretty much the gist of it is if, you know, you're a music consumer and you find it hard to find new music.
Right.
You know, or if you have a hard time, like, I guess, being involved with the local music scene.
Can the street niggas find it?
Yeah, of course.
Just asking, because, you know, they going to want in.
Of course they can find it.
There's a space for everybody.
There is.
That's it's
what,
music.
But you got to make sure the street niggas can get in, because they ain't going to have their regular credit cards. You know what I mean?
That word.
Let's be realistic.
Word,
you know
what I mean? This nigga always stay tapped. I'm like, I don't deal with those kind of folks no more. Please.
Because it is? It's crazy that you have to, I don't want to cut you off, but in today's market, you have to be tapped in with the urban market.
1,000%.
You have to, because that's how they sell everything.
That's what's moving and shaking everything.
Who's representing for the women in the market of women music right now?
Sexy Red.
My nigga's honest. My nigga's honest.
Sexy Red, baby. She got it.
And all the girls will say they don't like her.
Corporate heads, I'll save them. I'll take that.
I'll take that.
Corporate heads.
That's when your man knows you. That's when your man knows you.
Hey, man, I'll take it. It is what it is. That's how you niggas see y'all. You know what I mean? But we see what y'all doing beyond closed door. We gonna let that slide, though.
They can be righteous and ratchet at the same time.
Of course. That's what we be saying.
But we're honest about liking the ratchetness, too.
Yes.
Feel me?
Yes.
There's a lot of people nowadays don't want to accept the ratchetness in public. They only want you to see them one way. Like, if you only want me to see you as perfect on your social media accounts, I don't trust you.
Facts.
You're right. You're right.
I don't trust you.
Yeah?
Can't trust you around the macaroni and cheese.
I don't trust niggas that you... Whoa. The macaroni and cheese?
I can't trust you.
Can't trust you, man.
I mean, that's normal. We all got trust issues.
Incredible. Incredible. Hey, some of us just a little more... like, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me.
Who said that recently? It was like, yo, black people just sell each other trauma.
We do.
That's what we know.
But maybe, is that what we identify with, though?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
But I also feel like that's because we pay attention to ourselves a whole lot. We really don't pay attention to what the white niggas be going through. Because their country music and shit is mad dramatic. If you listen to this shit, it's dramatic, bro.
I don't really listen to country, but rock.
That's what
rock
I'm saying.
Rock and roll, like, they talk about a girl dumping them and they want to kill them.
Bro. You're right.
Like, theirs is emotional.
Who are the
too.
Snipers? It ain't niggas.
It is.
It ain't, you know what I'm saying?
No, time out. We do have a DC sniper.
But asterisk. Nigga, he don't really count. He was light skinned. You know what I'm saying?
But he had a dark skinned son.
That's fine. That's tied to his mom's. We gonna. She saved him.
Canceled.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Look at us.
My bad. Yeah, but no, that's just what it is. So I just feel like, when it comes to our music, because we're so entrenched in our culture, everything we hear about is what we see daily, what we grew up on. If we don't look outside and accept and see what other people are going, we won't realize that we're actually all going through the same shit.
Yeah, just in different ways.
Just in different ways. Yeah. The white privilege is there, great, but they go through their shit differently. I'm only speaking because I have experience with this shit where in our culture, we hold so much against each other for fuck-ups.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yep.
So much against each other. In other cultures, they don't really give a fuck about your fuck-ups. Yes, they're mad at you. Yes, they're upset with you, but that love doesn't change.
Yeah. It's lit.
Right. And that's where I'd be like, that's where I'm always, I don't look down on our shit. I just go, maybe we should work on that.
Okay, we're saying that. Did you guys see the Amanda Seales interview?
I didn't see it, but I
saw enough.
I seen the reaction.
I'm going to tell you this, right? Me and Sho have learned this since being in podcasting. When you can't get somebody to accept accountability and they spin you, my Lord. When I seen what she was doing to Shannon Sharp,
bro,
I was like,
and she knew he couldn't keep up.
Fill me in. Like, fill me in. Like, a little bit.
First of all, this is not a diss to Amanda Seales. None of that.
But if you take it that way.
We know how you get, but it's all good. But see, when we say like that, there's a certain type of show of women of caliber that do that, that we all know front and center. Mm-hmm. They get tight when we speak on them because one of the things they want to blame it on is the lunar eclipse.
Boom. Oh, man.
The rising tide.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. High tide and high tide.
I'm going to be quiet. I ain't saying nothing. I'm with my man Rock.
So when I saw the snippets and I watched a little bit of myself, I said, you know what? I understand this and I would have known how to handle this with no problem, but Shannon Sharp ain't used to this type of shorty. Mm-hmm. That's what it showed me, and I ain't even mad at him for that.
You want me to play you the clip that I sent
you? Yeah, just a little clip.
All right, hold on. I got you right now. Here we go. That shit's hilarious.
It was in a situation at Disney. I was there as the only black girl.
Okay.
And there was a whole crew. It's like 12 of us. And so I was called an N-word right there while I was there. And I was also bullied while I was there because I was told that you're only here because you're black. You can't really dance. You're just here because you're black. So don't get any ideas. So that's what I'm being told by the other children. Does that suffice as racist to you, or would you want to call it something else? Is that just kids being mean?
The kids. So let me ask you a question. As a child, you never said anything derogatory? You was just this model citizen as a child? I mean, children. Now, we're talking children, not functioning adults. Now, if you told me the adults, parents were telling you this, or the execs or people that are in charge of Disney are telling you this, I could agree with it. But at 89, you're probably 8-9 years of age.
It's the silence.
Maybe younger.
So you have no problem with the children that were cursing out Ruby Bridges and the Little Rock Nine? Do you think that was just them being kids?
Two things can be true. Kids can be kids and not function as an adult, and things can be wrong. And sometimes when kids say things, they're repeating what they heard their parents say. They don't know it's wrong.
So what about the children who are receiving it that know it's wrong? Does that not matter?
Yes.
If I'm 10 and I'm receiving that treatment and I know it's wrong, does it make my experience of it less
valid? It doesn't make it any less valid. No.
So that's what we're here to talk about. My experience.
Yes.
Experience is that I experienced that and it was difficult. So that's the valid part of this. I'm not here to protect those people.
Crazy, bro.
When I tell you, we dealt with those type of people.
Really?
Crazy, bro.
Listen, I'm going to tell you
this. That shit made me laugh. Because it would have been so easy to just navigate out of that. And I don't even blame Shannon Sharp. He didn't see that coming.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't see none of that coming. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, when you say something to them and they become quiet, that quick second, that silence, that moment of silence for them, it's an internal battle for them.
It's lit.
Do I accept this and face it right now in front of everybody?
In front of people.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
In front of a stranger.
Mm-hmm. Or figure out
how to spin out of it. I'm
a victim. I'm the victim here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like she said, I'm not here to protect those people, but we're not here to protect those people. I'm just saying they kids. You know how many times I had to tell my son?
Kids are assholes.
Yeah, you know how many times I had to tell my son? Hey, yo, sometimes niggas just say wild shit, bro. You say wild shit all the time. Them niggas get mad too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He'd be like, yeah, I do be saying some wild. So I'm like, yeah, so why? So get out your feelings, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we say, though. Like, we say that to ourselves. Like, yo, get out your feelings. Why you in your feelings about it?
But as an adult, it's very different. We ain't talking about something from childhood. We all have childhood traumas, yeah, right? Everybody went through fucked up shit. Nobody
That's
was
a fact.
Even the popular kids went through their own bullshit.
It's lit.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. Yeah. They could be popular at school, getting fucked up at home.
Yep.
The only time they shine is at the school.
It's lit. Yeah,
right. Facts.
That's why a lot of niggas be stuck in high school mode. Because yeah. that was the only time they were happy. Yeah. That's it.
Being popular.
Yeah.
Being popular.
You know what I'm saying?
But so, just seeing that interview, I was just like, man. I sent it to the group. I was like, yo, bro, this is how most of the earthy women be, bro.
It's lit.
Let's keep it a buck.
That's crazy.
Like with me and Show, right, we learned, like, we love earthy women. Shout out to the earthy women. Because yeah. this is no disrespect.
No disrespect.
Just an observation, right? With some of the earthy women, not all, because you know you can't categorize them all. You can't general speak.
It's lit.
All,
because they're not a monolith.
It's crazy.
But it's like when you try to converse with them, they're not used to having a conversation or a dialogue. It's more so them telling you their beliefs and their opinions.
Then that's
and that's what they're gonna die on.
I see what you're saying.
You feel me? Yeah, so it's like not talking to a brick wall because the brick wall don't got lips to talk back. But it's like talking to a stubborn adult.
Hey, y'all talk about growth mad times. Just be like, I'm growing, bitch. The fuck is you growing from?
It's lit.
Yo, fuck is you growing
you
from?
Personal, yeah.
That's what you gotta go. Yo, look. That's why I need a basketball, so I call ISO. Like, yo, yeah.
He thought of somebody when he said that.
it's lit.
Who was that woman? What did she do? Like,
you know it was a woman. Yo, he was scoring from that one. He was like, yo, bro. He sat forward and went,
yo.
Y'all talk about growth.
Yo.
I said, who this nigga talking to? But look at me in the mic. Yo. My nigga came shooting.
Yo. Hey, yo, listen.
That
Amanda Seals thing just brought so much.
Yeah. It brought some shit out of you.
Yeah.
Because we've had conversations with people like that, men and women. Okay. Men and women. So I don't want to just, oppose it to just
1,000%.
There's men that you could talk to, right? And they don't see what they did wrong or the decisions that they made. They just blame everybody else.
Facts.
Right? But you. When you get to this big age that we're all at, you gotta learn what accountability means.
Yeah.
And being I feel like
be
people
honest,
are afraid.
Like, bro.
Why?
I can't lie to yourself.
Can y'all two give me a reason why people might be afraid of accountability?
Because it has to prove that they were wrong.
But what's wrong with being wrong?
They don't wanna say
they don't wanna.
It. Let me give y'all a personal moment, right?
I had a woman.
We personal, right? I had a woman I dealt with before that told me, yo, it's hard for me to apologize. I said, what the fuck?
She said that to you?
Bro.
And what did she want you to do with the information?
Because she said, you know, Sam, I can admit it's hard for me to apologize to somebody. I said, why? She's like, I don't know. I've just always been that way. And I was like, yo, that's something that you have to try to figure out because that's going to burn a lot of your relationships going forward in life, right?
I'll tell you where they found it out at.
Uh-oh. Where?
That's their moms.
It's lit.
Hey.
In the household. Hey. It's not an attack.
Hey.
It's not an attack at all. In their household, a lot of us men do not correct the shorty. A lot of times. So.
We don't correct them in the correct way.
For them, often. There's a way because you know how women are. I'm gonna generalize because y'all are the same on this. It's the delivery for them and how things are said and how what time of the day it is, or how they feeling. Boom, boom, boom. Cool. All that is all valid and that's what they focus on, which is cool. That's the difference between men and women.
Right.
That's cool.
Right.
But when things are going on in the household, most of the time everything is directed towards the woman, which is the woman of the household.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, and the man will say, what'd your mom say? Before he even gives an answer, because I know I do this, and I've seen a bunch of my niggas who are married do this too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what'd your mom say?
What do you mean?
If your kid comes to you and asks you something, out of just practice, out of just,
You learn to say, yo, what'd your mom say
first? That's before you even give yourself.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? The
because
power.
Because you have to go based off
what
she said.
Yeah. Unified front. Because you know they didn't come to you off the strength.
Right.
Nah, nigga.
Right.
You went to the.
I'm not trying to get in trouble. What'd she say first?
What'd she say, bro?
Okay.
Because that's, at the end of the day, yes, we're co-pilots in the ship.
Mm-hmm.
But the moms are kind of like the foreman of the job. You know what I'm saying? We're the road supervisors,
right.
CEOs of the company, and all of that shit. But they're the foremen of the job. They see everything going on all the time.
True.
Road supervisors don't. Mm. So when you talk to your woman, you're getting a report of what's going on in your family.
It's lit.
You feel what I'm saying?
You're right.
Because this mad stuff that I miss, and she'd be like, yeah, he was saying this, that, and the third. But I'm like, oh, my bad. Oh, all right, cool. Boom. Mm-hmm. So when a woman is never really corrected, daughters learn that shit.
Bro.
Yeah, I agree.
Me and Sho, go like this. You got some here. Good. Right? Me and Sho said, well,
I don't know what you want to say, so I can't say.
He's like, let me choose my words wisely.
Yeah, you got to choose words wisely, right? We got big time niggas over here with Jewish friends. We got Jewish friends, bro. I need to get some of those. You
facts.
Feel me? But it's like, me and Sho can relate because he's seen who I've dealt with over the years and I've seen how he's dealt with things over the years, right? And one thing I'm comfortable with is correcting anybody, men, women, children.
Doesn't matter.
Anybody. Because for me, it's like, if I allow you to do this type of behavior, you'll do it anywhere else because nobody else corrected it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you might, just for example, a young kid could be talking crazy in front of elders. We were taught not to be talking crazy, not on elevator in front of no older people. Yo, suck my dick. You're not saying that shit. Yeah. We were taught that's wrong because you won't want nobody to say that in front of your mom.
Yeah. Facts.
Or your grandmother or something, right? So for me, I always find a need, but Sho knows this about me. We get women on the podcast. Oh, it's a battle. It's a battle.
He likes to what's the word?
It's
being that mind fuck zone with them.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that, bro.
Like, I don't mind.
I got time. I got time.
Because for me, it's like some women go on these platforms, not just in Boston, but some of these women go on platforms and spew shit, but nobody corrects them on it.
Yeah.
A lot of dudes will let, you ever been in a party and you see that one dude let that one shorty do anything because he trying to fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all know that guy.
Let's be real.
That's a lot of men.
Let's be real. There's a lot of predators out
y'all
here.
Just letting shit slide just cause. Bro.
You just letting these shorties say anything on your platforms and you try to fuck.
And then now that's what society's based off of.
It's lit.
Cause y'all let it slide.
And now you can't, now we can't correct none
you
of the women.
You can't carry nothing.
Now if we correct women, we don't like women.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Crazy, bro.
Bruh.
Crazy.
I'm not afraid of getting canceled no more, bro.
I don't even believe in none of that because I'm a human being.
Kanye proved it.
Yeah. Kanye does. he's Kanye proved
it.
Like,
bro, Kanye proved it.
Yeah, he's right.
On Kanye, I know you heard the like that he did. The joint he did, he flipped it like that. What do you think?
You heard it though.
I didn't hear it.
Stop it, bro.
Bro, when I say I'm so tuned into what's going on local, like I don't.
Okay.
Like,
local.
Mean, okay.
Fine. Cool, local, right? I'm gonna go to the big dog that just dropped.
Okay.
Millie's new joint, Katrina's son.
Nah, I didn't hear it.
I haven't heard it yet.
I didn't hear
it's smooth.
Really?
It's smooth.
I'm gonna listen to it.
I would say this. Millie's has his vibe.
Mm-hmm.
He got his tone. He got everything down pat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, personally, I kind of want to see what else you can do.
What do you mean?
So if you're a Sony
yes. I'm not here.
Oh, my bad, Paula.
No, you good.
Go ahead.
The melodic shit, you got it down pack, bro. Like,
yeah, that's his lane.
Yeah,
that's
you got
lane.
It, bro.
He got that.
But the tone of it.
What do you mean?
The tone of it, it's too melodramatic a lot of times.
But it's like a type of mood music, right?
It is. And I'm cool. And like I said, I love that shit. That's right. That's what I love for
Millie. That's what you know for.
But I also know what he can do when he actually wants to get into, I want to say, I guess the bop shit.
Cause when you
don't
he like gets, the bops?
No, I like the bops. When he does the bops,
yeah,
it's fire. That's
but
why
you
I
gotta
to
do.
Get,
but you gotta do the bops because you gotta feed the boppers.
No, that's what I'm saying. I want more of the bops.
Oh, okay.
And his style.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? This album, Katrina, is not really, I guess it's not for that. That's not what it's for.
It's rapping.
But it's very also he's telling stories.
Okay.
He's telling stories.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's ill. You know what I'm saying? Like everything's on point. No, right. You know what I'm saying? I just know. I've heard so much of that from him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for more bops now.
Oh, but it might not be the right time.
Yeah,
it might not be the right time.
That's all I was missing. I was like, damn. I was expecting.
You gotta save your bops for the summer.
That's true too.
Shout facts.
It's lit.
You gotta save your bops for the summer.
I know he's got one.
That's like
I know he's gonna have one.
Like Drake.
That's true, but
I know when Kendrick drop, bro. He gonna drop a bop.
It's gonna go crazy,
bro. He gonna drop a bop. Because
I believe it.
Because that drop and give me 50 shit was so clever,
bro,
that none of us were thinking on the. We were all thinking surface level. That's why some people thought it was whack. Me, I've understood that. Yo, Drake, when he puts
moves,
something out,
he moves different, bro.
He wants the girls to request it.
Always.
He wants the girls because when you in the spot and the girls requested this song to you,
it's a rap for you, son.
Bruh.
Fellas, when When Kanye said all y'all niggas' music is dry, he wasn't just talking to J. Cole. That's 99% of y'all niggas. It's lit. It's hard to play music around shorties. Unless she's into gangster-ass music and all that other shit, these shorties don't want that. That's why you won't be getting baddies, nigga.
Yo, can we... All right.
Like, we're putting music together for baddies? Is that what we're doing?
I gotta... Well, you tell us.
The vibes,
you got,
baby.
You got the playlist on your...
What you playing? For shorties with you, what you playing? What you playing?
What I'm playing for you?
Devo the Genius?
Yeah, facts. That's what you're playing? No.
Shout out to Devo the Genius.
Yeah, but that's what we on. So, is that what you playing?
What am I putting on for shorties? I'll probably put on some old school artists.
Oh, this nigga. Oh,
come on, my nigga. You ain't putting a party next door, nigga.
I mean, party's an exception.
Okay. What's your playlist consist of if you're going to play something for the shorties?
Oh, man.
Not even for the shorties. If you want to set the mood right.
You vibing.
You got a drop zone event. Right? It's lit there. We hosting. We helping host on the side for you, right?
Okay.
And you playing music because you want to get the vibe right. And you also know this is going to be the intro to people understanding what Drop Zone is. So what songs or what artists, at least three, do you play?
I'm putting...
Don't got to be no certain songs. Just artists. Because you know people there are going to like
it. I'm putting on BMLJ. Wow, damn, I don't want to do this.
Nah, you did it. And BMLJR is fire.
And be honest.
I've seen it perform.
And be honest.
Shout out to all my artists that's doing this.
Man, son of a dick. Nigga, what? Nigga?
No.
Trash. Nigga, get your shit up, boy.
Hold on.
No disrespect to all the artists out there. Because, like I said, my thing is more about not being biased. BMLJR is killing it. I'm not taking away from him.
Yes, sir.
I'm not taking it away from him. But what I want to do is I don't want to single out one person. I want to single out the whole collective and say, listen,
nigga, can you
you gotta grow a backbone.
Stop it, bro.
Don't give no niggas no disclaimers before your answers.
Stop it, bro.
If people really fuck with you, bro, they're gonna respect your choice, even if it's not them.
And guess what? The niggas who been around you know the music you play.
Facts.
That's true.
So what does it matter, man?
And it's for the vibe.
Okay, let me answer
you. You said the vibe, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm putting on.
Don't worry about these niggas' feelings.
I'm putting
you trying
on
to get girls to buy drinks.
Facts.
The fuck?
Trying to sell it out. You wanted to be in who stories? Niggas or bitches?
You wanted to smell like musty niggas or women?
Yeah. Facts. What you want, nigga?
Nah, I'm definitely.
Come on, bro.
I'm definitely putting on BMLJR.
Okay, let's get it. It's lit. Shout out to BMLJR.
I'm definitely putting on some Kalinda.
Okay.
Kalinda.
All right. Kalinda, what's your third? What's your big dog?
Big dog. But I like I'm a
what's your big dog?
Bro.
Nah, because you know
it's
why?
Okay. Let him be.
We've learned that when you try to make everything just local people, that's what they're always going to expect from you. Like for us as a platform, when we only did local artists, when we started playing niggas from other places, they started hating. Niggas be like, yo, why ain't you playing none of this? This nigga's over here.
Now you want to pay attention.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, yo, don't feel like you have to have an allegiance with people to say their name. If there's some old school shit that you like, you ain't name no old school people.
If you weren't applying no pressure, they wouldn't pay no attention.
Exactly.
So you're right.
Don't pigeonhole yourself.
Don't dim life for none of these niggas.
Here's what we talk about a lot.
Shine for the bitches.
Here's what we talk about a lot is just, you know, biasy. Like, we can sit here and say somebody's trash. It's all prerogative.
It's our opinion.
Facts.
You know, we can say that.
Right.
But when we looking at music,
but you don't gotta say it's trash. It's how you say things.
That's true.
It's
that's
not
true.
What you say. It's how you say it.
That's true. And what I try to tell people about like just music that's, you know, in the area is that just because I say something's bad or I'm, you know, saying this person is really nice doesn't mean that I'm saying that your stuff is trash or you're not nice. You know, because what's not good for me or not my cup of tea, maybe somebody else's. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
So that's what I'm saying.
So you know what I noticed about you?
What?
My observation? You haven't lost enough relationships yet.
maybe that's what
it is. Yeah, yo!
Maybe I don't have
my man came out of shell.
You do have a lot of relationships. That's why you're giving the
1,000%.
The, yo.
Yeah.
No, not trying to hurt nobody's feelings.
Yeah.
Because you know how people take it.
It's okay. We went through it. Everybody goes through it.
It's just an observation, right?
Sorry.
And when you're trying to get somewhere, you're going to have to understand that everybody's not going to agree with you. And the people that aren't going to agree with you won't fuck with you.
You have to
you have to be cool with that.
You have a product, bro, that they need.
It's lit.
Fuck what they talking about.
Facts.
You put you put that shit together.
Exactly.
You put the time in to create that shit, bro.
You put like
you said, those are your kids, nigga.
It's
not theirs.
Facts.
If you fall off, they're still gonna be there figuring somebody else.
But if they supported you the way they say they support you will see them sharing that shit just as much, bro.
Facts, bro. Right?
Well, it's lit.
You're absolutely right about that.
You gotta hold people accountable the same way they hold you accountable.
Facts.
That's why you gave the disclaimer, because you're like, yo, I don't want niggas to take it personal.
Yeah, I just want to inspire artists, man, as much as I can.
You can't worry about not inspiring if you're not saying anything wrong.
Listen, bro, you can't save the world.
You're right about that.
Like, stop it, bro.
You're right about
that. We used to be like that, too, bro. We tried to save the city of Boston, bro. We used to only play Boston music, all that shit. And then we start recognizing.
Shout out to all the artists. This ain't no hate.
Like, no, this is observation. No,
it's not hate at all.
But we ain't got to clarify if it's hate or not.
Nah.
Right? It's because it's just our experience.
Yeah.
Right? Just because I speak about our experience doesn't mean that's a hate or a disdain for anybody. Okay. It's my experience. And our experience can be seen online. You can see when we talk to only Boston artists. Mm-hmm. You can see when me and Show were talking about, yo, we tired of niggas booking Dave East and Young Ma. Yeah.
Facts.
Feel me? Why ain't niggas booking Cake Swag, Brandy Blaze, and all these motherfuckers,
facts,
right?
Yeah, we've always held people from here in high regard.
Yeah.
We still hold them in high regard.
But you're also going to say things everybody don't agree with.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
See me, nigga.
Ask me the question again. Ask me the question again.
If you got Drop Zone in event, hold on.
It's lit.
And it's lit. It's helping host. You know what I mean? Big dogs. Hallelujah. Holla back.
It's lit.
Right? Yep. And you trying to set the vibe because we there talking to the women and the dudes. Yep. You cool with everybody, right? Because when we hear the music, they hear the music.
Mm. Yep.
But when they hear a good song, they're going to go like, ooh, shit.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
What you putting on?
BMLJR.
Okay.
It's lit.
Putting on Young and True.
Shout out to Young and True.
Stop it.
Shout out to Young
he
and True.
He knows.
That's my nigga.
Yeah.
Maybe Najee.
There we go.
It's lit.
I got you.
Yeah, you smart.
Respect.
Because you know Najee bringing a gang of niggas.
Yeah. And he got the vibes on him, too.
Najee
got the vibes.
But he bringing a gang of niggas.
Yeah, yeah, 1,000%.
You know one of them seven niggas is getting on that mic, too.
Yeah.
It's lit.
I'm getting extra for one, nigga.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's get it. I booked my nigga, but I know when I book Najee, he's going to bring all these other niggas.
1,000%. Najee's definitely a community nigga.
Boom. So that's what you know as Drop Zone. Take that, you know, alley-oop from his lit.
Respect. Stand on your shit, man. You built this shit from the ground up to where it's at now. It's respectable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you're trying to get people to notice what it is.
And you're still going.
Yeah.
Right? Because I know you woke up with days where something didn't go your way.
Of course.
Some upload didn't go your way. Some type of code didn't go your way. You might want something to change on your website, your app, whatever.
I mean, we were talking off camera about how we get so excited about new achievements. You know what I'm saying?
It's lit.
In the 3 years that you've been doing, you've had drops on. What are the achievements that you've been proud of?
Ooh,
man,
that's a good one.
Well, we got to beta 3. I think that was the hardest.
It's lit.
Talk about
getting
it,
to the next version of the app.
Okay.
At the time, you know, I had a bunch of co-founders, and we literally like got into it, and they left.
Why? Can we ask why?
You can ask why.
Why?
Not everybody that you bring on board
is going to have the same.
They're not going to agree. But my biggest thing with them was just, we're friends, mind you. I think the friendship was more important.
Right.
Keeping the friendship. And that's why we ultimately decided.
Were you guys friends first?
Yeah. And you might even know them. But anyways, we were all friends. And when I was thinking of Drop Zone, I was thinking of like, who do I see these people? Like, what people do I want to surround myself with?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And these names came about. And so it got my friends.
Okay.
And it got to a point where.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How many people was it?
It was four. So it was
four people. So you got four people that are your friends.
So me and my cousin.
Okay.
We family. We're the co-founders.
Okay.
And we brought two people.
And the other two people left.
Yeah.
It's lit.
And so.
You know what? I can tell you why.
Why?
It's family, bro. No matter what this nigga say, Kendall's riding for him.
That's true.
And what
I learned from that experience is that there are different people for different phases.
It's lit.
Not everybody is going to be on that rah-rah, whatever you do, I'm with it type.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
And so we quickly realized, like, everybody want, and I'm not saying this is what happened with them, but everybody want the credit. But nobody want to put the work in.
It's lit.
Damn, nigga.
And this is not a nod to them.
You sure you ain't a battle rapper?
No. And they went off and they've done really great things. And we're still friends. That's what matters.
Right,
like,
right.
Forget Drop Zone. We're still friends.
Yeah, because you need that bridge just in case one of y'all hit it big.
Of cool.
Relationships matter. Relationships matter. Yeah.
But yeah, so we started with four people. Nah, we started with four people, and that was two, me and my cousin riding deep, you know, and like I said, you know, now we're in a phase where we're growing.
Right.
So you asked me about accomplishments. We got to beta three.
Okay.
That was losing engineers and you know, not having nobody to further the product is tough. Then you got to spend money.
Yeah, you got to reinvest in yourself.
They don't build it the right way.
How do you venture into, like, getting new programmers or designers? Like, how do you reach out to these people?
Well, now I don't reach out. I do it myself. Hold my beer. You know,
sometimes
you just
like, got to like take over the wheel.
A guy that got that mentality of figuring it out, like that's all you need.
But you also know, figuring it out is half the battle. You have to have a team.
Yeah, of course.
Because it can't just be you and your cousin, right? Like, me and Sho piggyback off each other. Like, he helps me in so many ways, and I do the same thing for him. But we all help each other, right? Because we also know, like, we all capable. But it's like, yo, bro, don't take all the weight on yourself.
Yeah.
Because shit's hard out here, bro. Yeah. Like,
I've
seen Sho set up all the cameras, take home the video, edit that shit, put it out, and you can't complain about shit because you ain't do nothing.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Right.
And that's where me as a man, I'll be like, I can never correct my nigga or say nothing because my nigga put the time and effort in, so I can't say shit.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And you gotta understand that as a person. Like, that's what I learned when me and Sho came together. Like, we both alphas, right? But the way that we might argue and joke around, other people can't do.
Yeah.
Feel me? Yeah, and me and Sho weren't friends first. We met each other, which is why I feel like the bond is so much better, because I didn't grow up with him like that.
Yeah.
So it's not like a push and pull type of shit where it's like, yo, I gotta be loyal to this nigga because this is my nigga. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's also like, yo, we developed this type of friendship to the point where we could be honest and transparent with each other and it don't be personal.
Yeah. And honestly, when we go through our own shit, the way we handle each other, let's each person know where they stand.
It's lit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't really realize friendships is great for me. Like, I appreciate friendships. They're cool, but I gotta see how you deal with things when things are down. That's just how life. I gotta see how you are when things are not going.
Listen, I already told Sho, he always gonna have my loyalty because he's one of the few people that I remember being at my brother's funeral. You feel me? So to me, those are intimate moments that I'll never share with people. Yes, right? There's intimate things that I've been through that nobody else knows about but showing other people.
Yeah.
You feel me? So for me, those type of relationships are the ones I value more than the nigga that's just in my DM.
And because we've grown, like, you and your cousin might not spend a whole lot of time together, but because y'all are building, still building though. A lot of times, the biggest thing for me has always been, a lot of people say this to this day, is I'm distant. But it's not even that I'm distant. It's just that, bro, I'm busy mentally, bro. I'm focused on a tunnel vision when I'm going through here.
Yeah.
As a creative, you understand that shit.
Yeah.
You only be seeing everything else going on. I'm not saying I'm not appreciative. I'm not, you know, paying attention. Nah, bro, it's just I'm not trying to be distracted.
Yeah, you're not trying to be distracted.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me know still. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people take that shit personal and be like, you don't care about me. It's like, bro, what are you talking about? Do you know if I make this shit happen, how good we all gonna be?
It's
you know what I'm saying?
That's how it be. When we get in our creative phase, like for instance, to get to this new version, I literally locked myself in the room.
Yeah.
Bro. I don't got no TV.
Nothing.
I have a big wall with the calendar on this side and then all my objectives, all my KPIs.
Everything. But going through the struggle and being in the trenches is what's going to build your character.
That's all it is.
You feel
me?
That's why I'm going to always respect people like you who came to us when you had a product already. And to see you years later, you're still working on that product shows me, like, the consistency that you have. Because there's a lot of people that start shit, don't finish it.
And don't finish.
I love the fact that you were in a field where it's not saturated, but this big dog that you're really playing against. Not playing against, but you just like, yo, I'm in the room also. Hi, you know what I'm saying? We're doing something different over here. You know what I mean?
Fact.
That's what I like about the drop zone. You know what I'm saying? Where now? Explain where you're. You say you're on the third level now, right? Well,
yeah. Let me finish with my achievements. You know,
apologies.
Let me rattle
we'll
off.
Talking, we'll be talking. We'll be talking.
So we got a, you know, we got a vice president of A&R, of a major corporation. On the platform,
looking
for the next big thing. So I'm so excited about that.
And there's a ton of artists here that are big. Pause.
Yeah. It's lit.
What's up with this pause thing, man?
Hey, we childish.
Listen, bro, we from the 80s.
We just childish.
Time out. We're going to keep it real.
We got a conversation with that, man. I can't talk to a real man. I keep saying pause. I'm just saying.
I'm going to keep it real.
I'm not letting you get that off, because when this gets to the internet, they're going to be like, whoa.
That nigga crazy.
What's up?
Right? You know what I mean? And it's like, it's a dangerous game playing the pause game. It's a dangerous game, but you got to be committed to the point where people like you might say something and it's like, I respect it, but nigga, you don't know how this gonna go crazy on the net.
It's lit.
Also,
but I'm not, like you said, I'm, also, like me, I get it.
It's literally,
I get it, but
it's
I'm
our
just,
way of being kids, bro.
Facts.
Okay, okay,
facts.
That makes
it's
sense.
Because
someone
kids.
Like me, it's like,
nah, bro,
I don't,
it's our
I don't
way
come
of being
from
kids,
people
man.
Being saying pause, you know? We're, like, you seem, you, I was telling you about my type of friends.
Okay,
and,
okay, okay.
And where
but
I'm
you,
at.
But you dealing with artists, I know you came across artists. If you want to be real, I'm gonna bleep this out. They used to say no homo.
Facts.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
We all used to listen to Dipset. We still do.
No. Still
right?
do.
If you grew up on camera, no it's homo. Say,
yeah. That's what pause
that's
is.
That's what pause is.
That's pause.
Because you can't say no homo no more.
Yeah.
You can't.
I see what you're saying.
Right? So we're going to say pause, and the people that play the pause game,
they know.
Understand it.
Yeah.
Got you.
That's
right?
it.
Everybody ain't going to get everything. Right?
It's cool.
Because we could be in a room, and me and Show can be around you and the Jewish friends, and we could, like, oh, that nigga said he got a big stick. Pause.
Yeah, pause. Nigga. I say that shit around bitches. Just be like, they're like, yo, why am I so like, oh, shit.
But it's a mentality that. You know, you have to accept that you grew up in, right?
That's it.
And there's things that we can all unlearn. And for me, I'm not 40 yet, so I'm not unpausing.
You know what? You know what kids are playing in playground.
I get it.
And
I
that's
get
it,
it,
bro.
Like you said,
that's our slang. That's what we do. Don't come up in here and throw your bullshit in here, nigga. Nah, we didn't ask
yeah,
none of that, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Let us get our shit off, yo. Yeah.
Because we don't got no safe spaces as men.
Yeah, yo.
That is true.
We don't.
That is true.
We don't got no safe spaces.
Just so you know, that's the type of nigga I am. I'm taking my safe space.
Facts.
Taking all of it.
Taking back all my power.
All of it.
So yeah.
I'm gonna get my 5 minutes, bitch.
I just never understood that. So thank you for clearing that.
The pause is just for people that understand that grew up in that time where it's like, whoa, that's a little crazy,
that's
bro.
That's crazy,
you'd be
bro.
Like, yo, bro, let me, like for example, just a pause worthy, right? Right? Say if you had like the remote for the TV on your lap and I reach for it.
Pause, bro.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't say pause, I don't know what you're doing.
Why would you say what you're doing?
Yeah.
Why would you say, why are you saying
what
it though?
What you doing?
Asking for it. You're too comfortable over here.
Exactly, nigga. Exactly,
I get
bro.
It. Like, there's certain
now
things
you get
men
it.
Do.
It's
like,
crazy.
Yo, you do
bro.
This.
Say it again.
There's certain things men do.
There it is.
Like, bro, why are you doing this, bro?
And we shouldn't even have to speak
it. Yeah.
Facts.
Because a short, you can grab some off your leg. You're like,
that's nothing.
Ain't nothing.
That's cool.
But you be like, yo, bro, personal space, bro.
Say, like, we about to do it, but yo, pause, bro. Pause, bro.
You
say it mad times, nigga. Yeah, bro. That's it.
That's just all it is, bro. Like, and I'm glad we was able to explain that to people because some people be like, oh, you guys are so childish. And
yes,
it's like,
we all are.
Right, and?
So?
It's the and.
The fuck?
We like to have fun.
Bro, we own our shit, right?
Yeah.
Because I laugh at when the women clown men for how we act, but we're not able to critique none of the women.
Okay, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
None of them. They call us bitch-ass niggas.
Yeah.
Broke-ass niggas. Corny niggas.
And they sleeping on the floor.
It's
no headboard.
But they sleeping on the floor with us.
Facts.
Right.
And that's love. Appreciate
right.
you.
I appreciate you too.
Appreciate you going through this
the
with me.
You'll
you
get
know
away
mean?
With
yeah.
somebody like you, right? So, as opposed to when
yeah.
they don't. You
so
know,
what,
when
what
they
you,
don't,
what,
you cornball, you this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
But when they do,
they love
the
yo.
Facts.
Yo, I love yo. You, shorties be so crazy to me, but because they talk so much shit to you, but they still give you the pussy. I'm like, I'm a cornball, but you love this cornball.
It's
your cornball.
But they won't say it publicly.
They won't.
No.
That's fine.
Wait, let me ask you a question, like. All right, even you, right, Kendall, like, you have your brand. Like, I don't want to get into your personal life, but you having your brand, right? Mm-hmm. Has it been hard to keep relationships? Not just intimate relationships, but even, like, personal relationships. Because, like you said, you spend all your time locked in that room.
Okay.
Right? So how do you balance out your personal relationships and even your intimate relationships?
Okay, so...
It's like, I got to figure out how to answer this shit.
No. I think that... In the beginning, I didn't understand the value of relationships. And I think that now I make an effort. Like, there's an effort to establish, to keep,
and maintain yeah.
relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's work.
Because I have, yeah, so let's say I'm working, like, and you want to talk about my partner. When I'm working, don't bother me. That's our agreement.
It's
don't bother me about nothing. I don't care.
Wait, and you communicated that
I
to
communicated.
Them, right? How did you communicate that? Because Sho and I have spoken about this on past podcasts where it's like, how you convey to your partner or whoever you're building with, like, yo,
this ain't the time.
Like, I got time with you, but I need time for this too.
Yeah.
Right? Because you being a creative and you being an entrepreneur, whoever deals with you has to understand, yo, they're going to get their time, but you need your time for you also. Mm-hmm. Right? Because without that time, you're not able to put more into drop zone. You might put a lot into your relationship, but drop zone's still your baby.
Yeah.
You feel me? And that's what you feel and know that you're invested in.
Yeah.
So how do you balance that?
I'm still working on the balance thing, man. I think, you know, this is my belief. I think when you're trying to obtain something, you have to be a little extreme at times.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
And then once everything starts to mellow out, you start to figure out, then the balance comes. That's just me.
Right.
All he's trying to say, ladies, we have to be selfish.
It's a little bit. You have to be a little bit selfish.
And you have to be admittingly so.
So to answer your question, I think it was easier for me just her already knowing what I'm doing.
Right.
Before I...
How long have you had Rob Zone for?
So it's been almost, before we even went public. So it was about 7 years.
Seven years, right? So in those 7 years, whoever you're dealing with has to understand when they come on board that you already have Drop Zone. Drop Zone is your number one, right? And they could be your co-number one.
Yeah.
Right? But they also have to understand that this was here before them.
Yeah.
Right? And this is what you're invested in. You're invested in them also, but it's just hard as men understanding how to say that to our partner.
If they're not from the mindset of entrepreneurship like we are, or creativity, mm-hmm. like creatives like we are,
oh, so hard.
It's going to be very hard.
I think the person for you battle. Will understand.
Huh?
I think the person for you will understand.
Understanding is great.
But you have to communicate that to them.
Even all of that is great. I'm talking about real-time situations where it's going to be hard for them to pull back. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean, pull back?
As in, they're understanding. They accept your lifestyle, everything you do, but... Now they have to kind of fight for your time.
Yeah,
they have to fight for it.
That's what
they
it
do.
Is.
They do.
It,
but
is.
Really,
it is.
But here's
it is,
here's,
bro.
Here's,
really?
Not yes. fight. That's a little extreme.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Damn, that's
but
crazy.
What I would say is, what I do is, I have a goal. So when I reach this goal, something mm-hmm. that's not too crazy, we're gonna do this. So hey, once we get to V3,
oh no, that's a little crazy.
That's what I'm saying. You're fighting for your time.
That's a little crazy.
Yeah.
He said something crazy. You upped it.
But like I said, and it's not for everybody. True. I feel like everybody's relationship is different. And so
take it as it is or just go.
So I she knows what I'm doing, what I'm trying to do. I'm like, look, baby, I'm coming out here, I'm busting my ass, so that we can take
gotta
care
put the work in.
Your
yeah.
kids like to learn. I want to take them to the pit, see the pyramids. Mm. I don't want them to learn about the pyramids in the book. So this is what I gotta do for right now.
Yeah.
I know, with you getting older, right? Like with us getting older as men, right? What do you feel like is something that you like you're like, I'm so committed on telling people or teaching people this, because I wasn't taught this. Like, you might just do it naturally, like you telling somebody and teaching somebody like, yo, there's gonna be times where I ain't got no time for you, like I gotta be selfish for this shit. But you had to learn that at some point, because like you said, you didn't understand lighting at first.
Not allowing
your situation to dictate your future.
It's lit.
He said it. That's it.
That was definitely the biggest. Is still the biggest thing for me. Is not allowing the way I grew up to dictate how I am as a person.
Yeah. You wonder what's crazy? Yeah. I learned a lot about that.
Nigga,
though.
Why we get into deep?
I'm just saying what it is. Like I said, I don't know if you know. I just came back from Nigeria.
Okay.
That was the first time I've been back in 22 years.
Okay.
So for a long time, I had a personal battle with who I was because I had forgotten a couple things about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Going back home. It just opened up everything.
Yep.
Ever since I've been back, I've always been who I am. Like, I've always been solid in it. But now I'm more concrete because I don't have to second guess nothing. There's nothing anybody can say to me or about me that matters because I know who I am now.
It's lit.
You know what I'm saying? Fully.
I have a question. Is your immediate family over there? Like, you can go somewhere in Africa?
Yeah. I'm an immigrant, bro. I'm also born here.
I'm gonna ask a question because there was something that I saw that y'all was talking about the other day about just, I think it was like, growing up in high school and these
different lifestyles.
There was something you guys were talking about. I made a comment on that. Like, yo, we need to have more conversations about this because you said you had to go back home to find your identity. If you're African American, mm-hmm. where do you go?
You don't go anywhere because where you're at is
it's not your
where
culture.
It's not where you were supposed to be.
Yeah.
Right? Like, me and him joke around where I'm like, yo, the Africans and the Portuguese gave us away. So it's like, we always grew up in America hating white people. Right? But we also have to accept accountability that Africans helped in white people enslaving whoever way back in the day.
Yeah,
not nowadays.
Yeah,
right?
1,000%.
But when you grow up in public schools, all they teach you is your history. You started as a slave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? They don't tell you about Africa. They don't tell you about Masuna.
They spin the story a little bit.
They spin, of course.
Bro, they tell us
it's the white man's story.
Yeah, they tell us Jesus is
story.
White with blue hair.
It's a white man's story.
With blue eyes.
Blue
like,
hair.
And wool hair. Like, come on,
but
bro.
But I always say, I've taken, like, all right, I didn't grow up in this culture like that. I grew up in the African-American culture, you know what I'm saying? But right. I also grew up in the Nigerian culture also. So I have duality in both worlds. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand both worlds.
But I believe that your African culture is more rooted than African-American culture.
Yeah, it is.
Because
it is.
We had to, we learned how to now, deal with shit here.
Now, based on demographic, yes. That's what I would say, yes.
Yeah.
Like, the Southern demo, they're really in touch with their African roots. It's crazy how the similarities are.
In the South? Like,
in the South.
Okay, okay.
The way that Southern people are is how Africans are also.
But think about what you're saying. In the South, they teach you culture. Up here, you're not taught to hold the door.
That's what I said demographically. Okay,
not understandable. You know what I'm saying?
East Coast niggas is East Coast niggas.
Facts.
So,
not even niggas. East Coast women are entrepreneurs and money go-getters.
Yeah.
Down South? That's women want to cater to you.
Yeah.
Cater to the family. Yeah. They want to raise their kids
while
properly.
While still
stuff.
Being an entrepreneur.
And having Big Mama on Sundays.
All of that.
Mama, yep.
Culture. When people say, oh, I love me a Southern Belle. Culture. You know what I'm saying? Southern Belle's not just white, blonde women. They're black women, too.
Yo, can I be real?
You know what I'm saying?
African-American culture here in America, I think we got to accept that. I think we got to have conversations about African-American culture, because there's mad shit that we used to do that was fucked up, but nobody corrected it, right?
No, that's not just African-American culture. I would say that's just a people thing.
But I'm talking about African-Americans. That's all I know. Yeah, that's what I grew up in.
So
I can't speak
Caribbean
to Mexican.
Or nothing descent. You're
I
like
am.
Me.
I am. Okay. I'm of Caribbean descent. My pops is Dominican and Dutch.
Okay.
My mom's is Jamaican and Portuguese, right? But I grew up in the hood.
Okay. Can you go? Is there a place where you can go?
Yeah, I can go to the Netherlands, like my aunt's over there and all that shit.
But what do you do if you don't have that? Like, I don't have a place I can go.
Exactly.
What do you do?
I think you have to find what you...
I had a conversation with someone the other day, and I like having these conversations because it allows me to break down and then get other people's perspective. Right. So for me, I told somebody, I was like, you know what? Like, the person wanted to know what I was. I have high cheekbones. They think I might be Haitian or something. And I said, no, I'm American. I'm a black American.
Oh, man, you gave that answer.
I'm a black American.
God damn.
Hold that thought right there.
Seriously,
we'll be right back. I got to change the battery.
All
right,
change it. Let me pause it. Talking about you and finding your culture, if you're African-American. You said that you was having a conversation with somebody and you told them that you're black.
Yeah.
And they told you.
And they just thought that was offensive. Like, how are you...
It can come off as offensive.
Yeah, I get it. But it's like, if you strip my color away from me, what culture... Everything that I learned was, you know...
Have you ever tried to look into your history?
I've traced my family tree down, but...
Is that important to you? First question. That's the main
Of course question. Where I come from is important.
Okay. How, like, as in, all right, yes, it's important to you. But, like, if once you find out where you come from, all of that, how's that going to impact you?
Oh, we go into where it all started.
Boom. Okay. Now, start with that, right? Understand that there was a quote that is like, the smartest people, or the people that know a lot, go through the most trauma or the most burdens, right? Mm-hmm. So you understanding where your family lineage is, you are going to uncover traumas that your family kept from you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to understand and accept as black people. That's why I said we're urban African Americans. We kind of make up our culture as we go along, bro. Because growing up, we were exposed to shit that took away our innocence. Mm-hmm. That's why some people, like I can attest to this, like white people when I was younger, they used to think I was older because of how I acted. I didn't act like a child. Mm-hmm. So they, like I've seen it where somebody seen a young black girl, and because of how so smart she was, they were like, oh my God, you're so smart. I'm surprised you're so smart for your age. And they're like, why?
Yeah.
Because they're not used to seeing a young black girl so articulate and able to carry herself like a young woman. But it's crazy because their parents probably had to teach them like that.
Right.
They had to teach them to carry themselves like that, so that way nobody will assume something of you.
Right.
Because you'll get further in life by not acting like this, because I've seen it over the years. Just like us as adults, we learn what traumas we went through, right? But I don't know about you, but have you ever talked about anything that you went through with your parents?
Yeah, like recently. Like I really started recently opening up.
And look how long that took though.
And you wanna know what's crazy? It's, man, you guys gonna learn some stuff about me. Here's what's, talk about trauma. Like growing up, my mom, you know, there was a possibility, very real possibility,
that the person
that raised me is not my pops. And my mother thought it was cool to not tell me.
Shit.
And I'm grown. I'm 21. I didn't find out until I think I came back to Boston.
It's lit.
And that's 2017, 2016. And so I had a conversation with her and I'm like, Mom, like, like there was never an opportunity to say that. Like, I'm over here, and I give kudos to my pops, because he, you know, he
held you down.
He put on his big boy jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, yo, this is my son.
Yeah.
You know, and we had conversations about, and talk about trauma. It's like how do you even respond to that?
And it's crazy, because he probably raised you so great, and then just unveiling this brings out trauma.
And then I'm like, Ma, like, yes, he, you know, it's a possibility that he could be, you know, my pops, and we're genetically aligned, but he's nothing to me.
Mm.
He's nothing.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And then she started talking about, like,
what she went through?
No, not what she went through, but like an instance that made me look at him as a coward and forever will be a coward.
Really?
Because there was an instance where she told him, like, oh, this might be yours. And he let my pops take care of us. And I'm like, as a man, I don't know if I would have been able to do that.
Well, let's give grace on that part.
Let me hear it shows.
Because a lot of times when that news just hit, men ain't ready. I'm not giving him a slide or a pass or none of that. I don't know how. Do you know how he felt about that decision now?
He tries to make it up and be in my life.
Mm. But how do you take it?
I'm like, dude, I don't know you.
But do you want to get to, but
this, but hold on, hold on, hold on. So wait, is the dude that raised you, you don't know
your biological father?
Are you like, yeah?
This is what I told him. I said, listen, out of respect for my time, if you really want to show me that you're my pops or whatever, go get a DNA test.
Yes. Okay.
Go do that. And he doesn't do it. And I'm like, and I would accept it. But the fact that you don't even want to go do that lets me know.
Okay. Makes sense.
You could look like me, you could talk like me, or I could talk like you, I could look like you. But like, bro, if you really committed to being in my life now, do that. Go, I asked for it. Go do it. Anyone do it.
Yeah.
So has your current father or the father that raised you, has he ever done a blood test?
No.
So you don't know.
So how do you hold him to that standard?
Well, that's the man that was in his life.
That's the man.
I understand that, but you don't even know if that's your father.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at this point. Exactly.
But it does matter, because you asked him to go get a blood test,
and he said no.
He said no.
I agree. Him saying no matters to you, but you asked him for that reason, because you could have just shut it down.
Here's what happened. I'm gonna tell you how he reached out to me. He reached out to me on Facebook. I'm successful. I'm in Vegas. Boop, getting money. Right. You DM me, hey son. That's not how you approach that.
It's niggas.
And you want to know what's crazy? Here's the crazy part about that. When I was younger, my grandmother would make little hints. Now that I'm older, you realize. Oh, I seen your father the other day.
Oh shit!
The one that raised you? No,
the one that didn't raise you.
The other one, bro. And so, and now I'm
big
grown.
Mama again.
Big mama be petty, yo.
She knew, and I'm grown. And it's like I'm looking back at it, like, yo, she was trying to let you know.
But see, those are the traumas that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that always exists with black families.
Yo,
that's the fucked up part,
so
bro.
Betrayed. Yo, you have no
idea.
And
it causes trust issues now. Because now you're like, yo, what else did you lie to me
exactly.
about?
Exactly. Crazy.
Parents lie to their kids, man.
I don't want to make it about me.
So
but like,
now when
it
I
is
hear,
about you, bro.
It is about you.
That's what this is all about,
it
bro.
Is about you,
us
bro.
Talking about us just doesn't mean anything.
And you don't have to absolve responsibility for
at
them,
all.
Bro.
At
like,
all,
like,
bro.
Like, I said this to one of my female friends. I was like, yo, you talking about your past isn't talking down on your parents. It's just talking about your experience, right?
This is your POV.
That's all it is.
That's it. And that's how you took it.
But if they interpret it as, damn, you talking fucked up to me, it's because you deep down inside know there was something fucked up.
Facts.
Crazy.
It's lit.
But the fucked up part is, you let me walk around with the trauma for years.
For years, bro.
For years.
Years, bro.
And it's like, if
took pictures with this nigga, everything.
Bro.
No.
Listen,
bro. Yo, and that's not even a crazy. I don't want to give people something. But hey, like the trauma, though, is real, though.
Yeah.
It's real.
For sure.
No, I understand, bro. But that right there is what. You telling us that your business partner is your cousin makes even more sense now, right?
Family means a lot to you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm saying that blood test doesn't matter to you, because you're like, all right, you might be, you might not be. I don't give a fuck. But if you went and got it, now it's going to change the conversation. Because now you're not going to just be so, get the fuck out of here. Don't call me son, but now you're going to be like,
damn.
What Big Mama said was might
nigga,
be true.
This nigga really my dad, bro.
It's lit.
But you're an adult now also.
Yeah. And you trying to learn about your lineage. You're going to uncover some traumas, bro.
Yeah.
No,
you're right.
And that's why I say the person who knows the most goes through the most, bro. You have the most burdens, because ignorance really is bliss.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Right? When the less people know, the more they carry on with their lives. But now that you fucking know that cereal is awful for you, bro.
Bro.
Bro. Now that you know that they fucking mutating and genetically fucking chicken, every, bro.
Everything,
that
bro.
Grape drink is not healthy for
it's
you.
It's not that everything,
grape
drink, bro.
We ain't drinking grape juice. Bro, we drinking grape drink.
But that comes with you learning shit.
Yeah.
The more you learn, the more you start to pay attention to. And when you start paying attention to, like with me and Show, when the COVID shit was happening, they was running in stores. I was like, yo, who owns the fucking networks?
Yeah.
Who's owning all these fucking news stations, bro? Like
running into the ground, bro. Wilding out.
Bro, I just seen that BlackRock sold or made like $10.5 trillion.
Off of what?
Bro, Blackstone also, just so you know, I don't know if y'all know about these things, right? Blackstone, Vanguard, State Street, those all are like the top them. Three that, yeah. run, the, that run the country, yep. right? And BlackRock also bought that Ancestry DNA shit, just so y'all know. It's lit. They bought that back in 2021.
Yeah.
Right? So if you ever sent in your DNA, they got it.
I ain't seen my DNA.
Yo, it's to the point where the government's playing games with us in so many different ways that we can't even. That's why everything to me is a distraction.
Bro, that's why definitely I laugh. A distraction. But that's why everything. I laugh. When, I'm not gonna say I laugh. I'm curious as to why people will send in their saliva to people that they know don't do anything right with everything, bro.
Facts. They can, bro. They could copy you, bro.
Got a point.
And have them chilling.
But, that's. But think about whoever came up with the word doppelganger.
Create a homunculus.
You know what I mean?
Bro, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you right now. Right now. It's story time, real quick, right? I remember in high school, I was dating this chick. Shout out to Keisha. She might not. She may see this, whatever, right?
She can put a whole name on it.
I ain't even last name. But Keisha, she was a baddie. All the niggas knew her, right? And I was dating her, right? I had her in my hood. We was over on Harold. We was over on Harold and Hutchins Street.
He got the specifics.
Yeah, man.
Let you know it's real.
Show will tell you. Back in the day, I used to tell stories. It used to get us in trouble.
Facts.
So I stopped, right? But now we're back in 2024. Back on their ass, right? I remember we chilling in front of my boy Benny's crib. I'm chilling outside with her. We had skipped school. We was chilling because, you know, you always got that friend. I'm not sure about you, but we had those friends that were always home. Never went to school, so I could always pop in his crib, even with a shorty.
I think I was that guy.
Right?
Everybody's
you need one of those, bro.
Need one of those.
My nigga Kendall, you bring the shorty around him.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Like, I would, like, I used to have a spot in Rosendale. And they would always come through. I would have all my dunks. Remember the dunks? I would have
them.
Yes, I wore them because I was working.
You had them all
so
stacked up.
So my guys
up.
Would come through and like, yo, let me wear that to this. Let me go.
Oh, he was one of those.
I was that guy.
They had it. They had it locked.
I was that
Kendall
guy.
Kendall got it.
So everybody would come to my house and either chill, you know.
That was a spot.
So
my spot. But yeah, back to your story.
Fucking, we over here on Harold and Hutchins, right? In front of my nigga Benny's crib. We talking. It's just the most random shit. I swear to God, my life is like a movie, bro. Right? We sitting out front just talking. Trying to figure out what we're going to do. Like, yo, we want to go to the movies? I got the connect. I got my boys Jason and Justin. Shout out to them, the twins, right? They work at Lowe's Theaters downtown. I can go in for free if we want. Let's go in there right now. We go watch a new movie. Nigga drives up. Hops out the car at the passenger side. Oh, word, this is what we doing? And I'm looking at him like, yo, this nigga look just like me, nigga. It's lit. With braids.
With braids.
Bro, I'm looking at this nigga, right? Because he's like, yo, this is how you going to do me? You cheating on me? So in my head, I'm like, oh, damn. This his bitch? it's lit. Like, yo. I thought we was dating, nigga,
oh,
right?
Oh, shit. Like, she went
like,
crazy.
And I'm over and she's just sitting there, just like, just taking it. He's like, yo, he's just saying some wild shit. I'm just sitting there, because, you know.
You got wild, you chilling.
If that's your man, I'm not saying shit. I got to take to the side.
Me. Yeah.
Because he's like, yo, bro, I ain't coming at you. You ain't know about me. I ain't know about you.
Yeah.
It's her. She know what the fuck she's doing. And I was just sitting there, like, damn, right? And got off, got in the car, drove off. She's sitting there kind of crying. I'm like, oh, this is easy work.
Easy
work. All I got to do is be here for her now.
That's
nigga.
It. Yo, thank you. Easy. Thank you, bro.
It's lit. Holla. You feel me? But for me, I'm like, yo, that was my first time seeing like a doppelganger. I didn't know what a doppelganger was. So when I seen him get out the car, I'm looking at it, nigga. I'm like, yo.
Scared the shit out of you a little bit. Yeah, yo.
Swear to God, everything I love.
It makes sense, though.
It freaks me out, though, bro. Like, and it's just weird, bro. Like, once you start learning shit as an adult, the more you learn, the more you start to believe in, there could be some truth to that shit.
Bro, there's so many things that my parents told me growing up that I didn't pay attention to now that I'm my own dad, parent, and anything like that. And I see my siblings and how they behave. I totally understand. I totally understand everything. You know what I'm saying? And I have to. And now I'm at a place where I have to explain to my siblings my parents' behavior. You know what I'm saying?
Because you understand it.
Because I understand it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, I'm like, yeah, I get it. but you also don't understand what they're seeing.
But think about what you had to go through to understand that shit.
Yeah. 1,000%.
That's the crazy part.
1,000%.
And that's why I be always like, me as older now, I'm like, all right, yo, it's about the youth. Like, even if you ain't trying to do it for the youth directly, do it indirectly.
Yes.
You have to do it indirectly most of the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because most of the time, if you have your own kids, that's what you're focused on. Mm-hmm. So when you raise them, that's why when I see other people's kids, I go, hey, yo, why aren't you not training this kid to behave properly outside?
It's lit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, outside.
Control your fucking kids.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying don't let them be a kid. Be a kid. My kids are kids.
Be respectful kids.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They just roll up on people. Oh, can I play with your shit? Nigga, what? I don't know.
It's lit.
There's something in the water.
They're being kids, though. You know what I'm saying? Which is, you can't be mad at the kid. He's just being super excited.
Yeah.
I'm outside. Somebody's playing with a toy. I want to play too. Cool.
Facts.
But hold on, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I just want, all I care about when it comes to the kids, I just be like, yo, train these kids how to approach people.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? How to assess a situation. We teach our kids how to respect the block. Oh, you know when this is going on in the hood. Boom,
and
boom.
You know what culture that is? African American culture.
Of course.
It's lit.
We the only culture that will sell that trauma to our own people.
No, we're not.
Bro.
No, we're not. Stop it. No, we're not. No, we're not. No. No, we're not. No, we're not.
No.
You trying to get it? I can't.
Yo,
I can't.
Look, I'm not going to say we're the only kind, but that's the only kind that I pay attention to because that's the environment
that's what
I grew up in.
1,000%.
Right? So whenever I speak about anything in general, I speak about from my experience.
Yeah.
Right? So I'll say, yo, what I seen growing up in the hood might be totally different from what y'all see, right? Yeah. Because my experience is going to be just different.
Yeah.
All of us have different experiences. You've been to Vegas. I've been to Vegas. But my experience in Vegas is totally different from yours, right?
Yep. Yep.
So just because I don't agree with your shit doesn't mean I can't respect you.
And two things can be right.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
like
a fact.
Two things can be right. Like, I have a dual world. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in African-American culture, and I grew up in a Nigerian culture.
It's
you know what I'm saying? So for me, a lot of the African-American behavior, I understand, and I get it. You know what I'm saying? But also at the same time, I can be around Africans, and I'll be the biggest African in there.
It's
you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of them don't know that I'm born there. I don't come off that way.
Yeah.
I come off like an African-American, which internally is self-hatred for themselves as Africans that they don't, because they don't really like African-Americans. And I'm like, nigga, do you see how we live back home? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At least this government pretends to care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Back home, African culture, African governments don't give a fuck.
That's why I be confused. Why people
don't give
like,
a fuck.
I be confused when people are like, yo, go back to Africa. I'm like,
nah, go back.
Like,
1,000%.
Like,
once you have bread. Once you have bread.
Would you say move back there or go there to visit?
Both.
I would do both, too.
What?
Because you want the experience.
Let me tell you something, my nigga.
Okay.
If I showed you the spots, my nigga. Showed you the spot. If when we should go.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've been back, we can go.
Okay.
And I'll show you what type of time we are.
Okay.
All that shit Rose was showing you all niggas is light work, nigga.
I'll take you
over there. Yo, listen, they was like, why you wanna go over there for? I was like, nah, it's home, nigga. Let's take me over there, bro. Yeah, nah, it's different.
I totally like that you're gonna try to figure out. Like,
you should.
I think it's important, man.
It is.
I think it's
if
like,
you try to have kids too, it's gonna be important for you.
It'll fill in the gaps for you big time.
And this is
I'm thinking about it now. You definitely gotta figure it out before you have kids.
Here's what really changed my mind on that. I got a friend that lives in Detroit, and the way he got his tree mapped out, like he puts his children, his grandchildren into a pipeline. He owns a restaurant. And all the kids got to work at the restaurant at a certain age.
Right.
And they graduate to different positions.
Can I ask his ethnicity?
He's black.
Oh, that's fire.
That's fire.
It's lit.
Because you don't hear that often.
He's a black. And
I love that shit. When I hear that,
that's also the Midwest, right? It's,
yeah. So yeah. I got introduced to him to my pops.
Okay. Wait, which pops?
Pops.
It's lit.
I don't know which one.
It's like, he's pop,
like,
pops.
Which one? Like, which
the
one?
Nigga that was dead, nigga.
Yeah. Okay.
Nah, but I got introduced to him, through my pops, and like literally what he did was they have these retreats, like they're very big on partying.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had these retreats where he brings all his kids' kids on a cruise.
Okay.
So I got invited to the, it was his son's birthday.
Okay.
And we're on a cruise, we're having party, we're having fun. Then one of the days that we're on a cruise, we go into the library. And then he sits everybody down. I'm observing this. And he breaks out the family tree. This is your lineage. he gives it to all the kids, and all the kids got their own thing. Like, one's a judge. Like,
that's rare, bro. I've never heard of that.
Like, no, that happens, bro.
That's why I said it changed my mind. I'm just like,
you gotta know, bro.
He had his, he spent the time to do his lineages so that they know where they come from. And so now they're going, they're accomplishing things, and based off of what they accomplished, he's giving them access to funds. He's giving them access to resources while they're accomplishing.
Generational, right now.
They're congratulating them.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Are you an only child?
No, I'm the oldest. I'm a twin. I'm the male twin of five children.
Five, okay. Shout out
five.
To
you. Five.
How many aunts and uncles you got?
Man.
Do you get along with 11. All of them?
Yeah.
Does your mom get along with all of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
yo, bro, because
now,
black
my family's cool.
Bro, black family.
Yo, stop saying black family. Every family got problems.
Bro,
nigga.
I'm speaking.
Every family got problems.
But we do.
Every
But I'm only speaking on black families because that's what I grew up into.
Nah,
right. So like my classmates, and I got 20 something other kids in the classroom. Most of them are black.
Yeah. They might be beefing with each other, but my mother, she's very loving.
Yeah. No, we all got one of those.
My mother's dad.
We all got one of those aunts that none of the other sisters like.
Listen, I used to be that nigga that nobody in my family liked, right? Because that's what it was perpetuated.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
he's the one that everybody called.
Now,
everybody.
I'm the nigga. Pops is like, yo.
Funny how the ties up.
Yeah, like, yo, you kind of went through the ringer. Oh, I did, huh, nigga?
Right?
Who put me in the ringer, nigga?
But the recognition is everything.
Yeah, everything, bro. Because once again, I don't know. Like, are you the oldest?
Well, my sister, if you can.
Yeah.
You're one of the oldest.
You count minutes.
Okay. So the oldest. Always goes through the most.
Oh, wait. Time out. So how does your sister feel?
About what?
The pop situation.
She accepted him. But remember, I was in Vegas. She was living, you know, she accepted him early.
Wow. Have you ever asked her why?
I haven't. That's a good question.
You should talk to your sis, bro.
That's a great question.
Because women have a different perspective that can help us understand, bro. Because with us as men, we lead with,
nah, this nigga, fuck out of here,
bro.
You coming around now for what, nigga?
Yeah.
You should just stay away.
And not even thinking of, damn, I appreciate you at least trying.
To me,
we could dim each other for trying, bro. Yeah, like we laugh at the nigga that will get on one knee in front of Times Square in front of mad people.
He's trying, bro.
But he tried.
He tried.
Like,
yo,
I can't clown the nigga that tried because I probably wouldn't.
A lot of us
shit.
Men gotta try more.
It's lit.
Facts.
Just try,
I don't
bro.
Think he tried though.
I feel you.
I don't think so because I feel like if someone came to me as a man and
that's you though.
The only thing. No, I'm just saying.
You don't know this nigga. Do you know this nigga at all?
But
do you know this nigga at all?
I don't know him.
So you kind of judge bitching off of how you deal with things.
Yeah. But like, okay, let me ask you something. If you know, you grow up, you have a child, and he comes to you and says, the only thing that's stopping me from accepting you is this DNA test. Would you do it?
Yeah. Well.
Would you do it?
Well, no, it depends. Right? Because I'm like, why are you asking me and not your own? Because that's why I asked the question. Mm. Yo, have you asked your father who raised you? Because why are you so accepting of him, but your sister accepted the other guy too? Right, so that means she accepted the father that raised you, but she also accepted the father that says that that he might be her father.
Yeah.
Right, but you're just the one that's distant, which is expected because you're the man.
Yeah.
Right, all boys are gonna be like that, bro. We all.
You
just
gotta put on work for me, my
yeah,
nigga.
because relationships matter that much. To
facts.
You. That's why you ask for the blood.
And that's
see commitment. Like,
but
it was,
yeah,
it was a little thing.
But look. When you test people to fail.
Okay.
You're testing him to fail because if he would have just took it, you wouldn't have gave him that same energy. The same way a shorty go through your phone and find out you ain't doing shit, she don't praise you with that same energy.
Mm.
Let me suck the shit out of your dick because I ain't see nothing in your phone.
Nah.
You
suck her teeth. Mad time.
Five minutes. But that's what I mean, like, give your pops grace, bro. Okay. Even if it ain't your pops, just give him grace because you never know, bro. Yeah. Right?
You don't know what he was going through back then.
At all, bro.
You have
and
no
that's
idea,
what we had
bro.
To learn as adults. Yeah, we have to give our parents grace, bro, because my mom's, my pops went through shit that I could never fathom.
But at
least they didn't abort me.
One thing I will tell you, right?
Feel me?
Like you said, like how you give your pops, you know, like you go get the DNA test type situation. Like I grew up with that. If you do this, you will get this type of thing. That's literally the relationship I have with my
it's lit.
It's like a
day.
Reward.
Yeah.
It's like a reward.
And, you know what I'm saying? And to me, it's like, you know, I'm not, first and foremost, I'm another human being. I have my own thoughts. I have my own mindset, my own perspective in life. You have to accept me for me being me.
Why do I have to fight to be accepted?
Yeah, 1,000%. And that's the thing that I still have to show my pops. Like, hey, listen, you love me as your son. I'm your oldest. All that, cool, boom. But you see how my son is with me?
It's lit.
Speaks volumes.
You see how my son is with me?
And you put him through the same
can
trauma.
Never be like that with you because you didn't treat me the way I treat him.
That's it. But here's the thing.
And that right there, that's growth.
That's, you know what I'm saying?
That's the mic drop.
But here's the thing, though. It's, I don't know if it's genuine or not.
You won't know unless you give it a try, bro.
Yeah, bro. You know? You can't close the door that was never open,
that's
bro.
True. That's true. It's
lit. Bro, don't go through life. Let me tell you this, right? Going through COVID should have, like, I'm not going to say should have, but it taught a lot of us, like, yo,
race.
Time is...
It's fleeting, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Bro, first year of COVID, I know I lost people. I can't attest to anybody else. You know what I mean?
Family's important to you, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, when shit is going left, family's all you got.
It's lit.
And it's not just blood. I just mean family.
Family, yeah, yeah.
But I think it speaks volumes, too. Like, your sister accepted.
Yeah.
Right? And she accepted him longer before you.
Yeah.
Is she still cool with him to this day?
Yeah, she's cool.
That speaks volumes, bro.
It's lit.
There's going to be issues, bro. Don't worry about that.
I don't know, because, you know, I don't know how life pushed her into his arms.
And that's why you ask.
But
you subconsciously are afraid of it. Subconsciously, I can hear that you're afraid of it. You're afraid to find out. That's why you told him to go get the blood test. But why are you going
about,
to
But think about your identity, though.
I'm going to help him.
Just think about your identity.
So check it.
You go through life. Right, thinking one thing to be true, and then that gets flipped on its head.
Being afraid is part of the battle, bro. You gotta go through that shit because you just said you want to find out about your lineage.
Yeah,
this is part of it.
Yeah, you're right.
But you gotta be accepting of it.
I'm a personal experience once again, since we're on a personal tip. Conversations that I've had with my siblings, being the oldest, a lot of things they do not know. A lot of things that my parents just never spoke on or never told them. Now I have to explain to them, you're not mature enough to understand yet. You know what I'm saying? I can only speak on that now because I'm like, all right, cool. They'll never tell you, but I'm in a position now where I have to let you know so that you're not just walking blindly as you were before. That's where you're at. You have to take that leap as the man.
Mm-hmm.
You are the oldest. You might be the youngest, but it doesn't matter, but you're a twin. You have a twin who has experienced this man in her own way.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation needs to be had
so
that you can get her perspective. Mm-hmm. And now you can go speak to this man with an idea of what's been told to you, what everybody you should speak to about this person that's trying to come into your life. So you know what it is that you're walking into.
It's lit.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't just be
silent, bro.
That's why I said.
It's not just your battle. It's the whole family's involved in that shit.
Yeah, right, because if you had this conversation with your mom, did your mom say he's not?
No.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So if your mom's being honest with you and say, yo, it's a possibility, that right there is the introduction to saying, all right, at least let me find out.
Yeah.
Because for my peace of mind,
yeah,
I want to know. Because you can't just put him with the blood test.
And once again, it doesn't negate the pop that was in your life, bro.
Has your sister blood test at all?
No.
Exactly.
Look how she just took it.
And she still took it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard to accept because then it's like, all right, it's gonna play mind games on you.
Yeah.
Right? Because the person that birthed you, that loved you, that put all this effort into you, made sure that you was educated, took care of you, fed you, supported your brands, but also kept something from you. Right? And you just gotta accept, like, all right, you know, I don't agree with your decision, but let me figure out now.
Yeah.
Because it's not too late.
Holding on to it means nothing.
And that's what I was saying, like, you know,
that's
what I was saying is, like, I'm more open to the relationships and stuff now.
Yeah.
Than I've ever been. You know what I mean?
It's necessary for your own mental growth and space. You know, the peace of mind is very important.
Yeah.
And not having, as my therapist would put it, being alone on your own island is detrimental to your mindset.
It's
you gotta let the moat down and involve all the people. You know what I'm saying? Because your perspective is just gonna hurt everybody else's because you're not even being considerate.
That makes sense.
So
I want to go into it too much more,
I'm good that we touched on it too.
Yeah.
Glad, bro. Figure out what's going on with your family, man. Take care of that, bro.
It's definitely a new chapter in my life. I'm getting older. At some point in time, you're just like, I gotta figure this part out.
Yeah, bro.
Speaking of chapters, bro, you have anything else you want to tell the people about before we get out here?
Yeah, man. Drop Zone app. Available on the iOS store. If you're a musician, if you're someone who wants to listen to music, like, download the app, check out your local artists, let me know what you think.
Tell me where they can find you.
Kendall Sanford on all platforms.
What's your IG or your Twitter or whatever you guys use?
Kendall Sanford.
That's it. Okay. Get the G.
All right. Till next time.
We out.